Shut up and sit down.
Hello again, and welcome back to episode 4 of Reddit Fails and Bacon. As usual, I'm Reed, and I'm here today with
Parks, and today we will be doing scandals, which are always interesting. We have some job scandals, some school scandals, and the good thing about this episode is we have a lot of short but very funny stories. Not all of them are funny. Some of them are hard-hitting, but, you know, we're just going to get right into it. I feel like start getting through some of these stories. So our first one is about a job scandal. We found this one on Instagram,
So this one was found on Instagram, so you know it's going to be good.
This one's silly. Let's just get... This one was found on r/UK jobs, so it's a British person, which
I feel
immediately
like,
makes it funnier, because you have to think.
And like if I hear UK, I just know it's going to be something dumb.
Okay, let's start. My new boss regularly says toot-toot. She's just fine.
Can you repeat that? But
you might have to read this one.
All right, I'll read it. All right. My new boss regularly says toot toot, in quotes, shifts his body to one side and then farts.
Seems like a good boss. I think I'd like that as a employee. He's just like, he's keeping it light, you know, keeping it fun around the office.
Well, he's the top dog, so I feel he needs to have some authority and maybe none of this.
Maybe
toot,
this is his way to, like, show.
Stuff.
Exactly. He's, like, preventing uprising.
Yeah. Okay. I bet he's fat, I'm going to be honest.
Probably a little.
I can't believe I'm writing this, but several times a day, my new boss says toot toot, shifts his body to one side, and then farts. At first, I thought it was some sort of joke. I mean, it kind of is.
Okay, I think it is a joke. I mean, I don't see
it. It's a joke or a tradition.
Exactly.
Either one is valid.
I feel like every male has done that to another male before. It's just weird that he's doing it to an employee. Have you never farted on someone?
As a male, I don't think I normally go toot-toot and fart on another male.
Okay, just continue.
That might just be you.
Continue.
But at first, I thought it was some sort of joke.
It is a joke.
But he doesn't seem to laugh or be seeking any kind of reaction from the team.
Okay.
It's like he's doing it subconsciously.
Maybe.
So
maybe
it is tradition.
It's just like a joke he's done so much that he just, like, naturally it's a thing.
Yeah.
Quite scandalous.
Maybe his dad did it or something.
Yeah, family tradition.
I've been putting up with it because he's still better than my last boss.
What was your last boss doing to you where it's better than getting...
Just an average UK workplace.
Fair, I get... Not average, above average UK workplace.
All right, but wait for this.
Okay.
Today, he said, toot, toot, toot.
Oh, my gosh.
Not just toot, toot. He said, toot, toot, toot.
The third one?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. That's a scandal if I've ever heard one.
In quotes, the first time... in parentheses, sorry... The first time he's ever used a third toot.
So he's breaking tradition. That's why there's such an uprising about the scandal.
All right. If you think two toots is bad, wait until he pulls out
three. Well, okay, two toots is tradition. Three toots is getting ridiculous.
Yeah.
That's scandalous.
Yep.
Continue.
And she put the, or I don't know if it's she or he.
She or he.
Since they're so bothered by this, I'm going to assume she. So the third toot is in full caps, meaning...
Damn.
I wonder if he went like, toot, toot, toot!
So this time it was a joke. Before it was just subconscious. Now it's actually like he was trying to get a reaction.
I don't know. But I feel like he definitely says, he's like, toot, toot.
Toot, toot. Toot! Okay, continue. Continue. Is there any more to this?
Yes.
Story?
And then he let out the most disgusting, loud, treacherous fart I have ever heard.
Well, that's why he gave the third toot. He could, like, feel it. He knew this was a big one in the chamber.
All right, but wait for this. It's impacting my morale and performance.
I can understand that. The stench probably makes it difficult to work.
Okay. I tried to tell my colleague about the most recent issue, but she looks shocked and refused to believe that he's done a third toot.
Quote, so obviously this is tradition. She's used to the toot toot regular, but that's just unfathomable. That's too scandalous.
The colleague said, quote, he only ever does two. Don't be ridiculous.
Yeah, she's probably... So
this is just for everyone.
I'm starting to think that she might be lying on their thing, because obviously she's not a trustworthy person, because she's claiming that there's a third toot. Okay, continue.
Sorry,
Reed's a little tired. We're in our pajamas today in the studio.
Yes, we are.
So maybe that's like...
Check out the Instagram post. We're dripped out.
Yes, quite.
She finishes it off with, or they finish it off with, I'm not sure what to do. Does anybody have any advice? Like, I don't know what advice she's looking for,
probably,
but...
If it's, like, affecting your morale, you should probably ask him to stop. I don't know.
All right, so what advice do you have for?
I've never been in this particular situation before, but if I were her, I would have a heart-to-heart with the boss and ask him...
A heart-to-heart?
Yeah, heart-to-heart. Or one could say fart-to-fart. But...
I'm gonna let you sit there with that one.
It rhymes, you get it. But they're just, like, talk it out.
And I got it.
I would maybe have a meeting and be like, okay, it's getting inappropriate now. It's affecting her morale. So for the best business decision at this point is for him to stop.
I bet she works in HR if she's so, like, angered by this.
No, she might, but, I mean, we don't want to make assumptions. We don't know her. That's where...
You don't know it's a her.
We don't know it's a her. So, you know?
I just don't know what dude would be bothered by this.
Well, I think I'd start to get a little bit bothered by it after a while, especially if he did the third toot and then let out the gnarliest one ever. That's breaking tradition.
Yeah, I think I'd be chill with the two toots, but once he whips out a third...
Okay. I forgot to mention this, but I think we should rank the scandals on how scandalous they are. So where is this on your 1 to 10 scale? 11? This is quite scandalous.
No, this is like a...
I'm kidding.
The two toots are like a 4 out of 10 scandal. The two toot toot is probably like a 6 out of 10 scandal.
Okay. So we're going to take a hard shift here. So this is about like a high school scandal. And this one's not quite as lighthearted. So just be prepared.
Okay, I'm prepared.
I can't believe I forgot that a science teacher ran off with a girl in my class when she turned 18. She wasn't done with school, but they were in love, in parentheses. So obviously she doesn't really believe they were in love, and got married. So I guess she just dropped out and he quit his job. I believe the teacher's daughter had just graduated a year ahead of my class too, and I couldn't imagine how she must have felt about everything. It was ridiculous.
Yeah, if your parent, marries someone a year younger than you.
That's so awkward. I could never imagine that. That'd be awful. And she was still a minor. That's, like, illegal.
No, she was an adult.
No?
Says once she turned 18.
Oh, okay. Still. That means he was eyeing her out before she was 18. So
that's
still
true.
A little
they
weird.
Were probably talking before 18.
Yeah, if we're being honest. And there's an edit. Would you like to hear it?
Sure. Was that the whole scandal?
Yeah. Okay, let's go ahead and rate it before the edit. Now I'm, like, at an 8 because that's not good.
I was hoping for more of a scandal story, but...
Well, let's continue.
I'll rate it an 8 out of 10 scandal.
Okay, edit. For reference to all the comments below that have mentioned couples with maybe a 5 to 10 age difference, this guy was old enough to have a daughter older than the girl he ran off with. He must have been mid to late 40s, if not knocking on 50's door, and was not attractive. Okay, that's...
That's objective. Just rude. That's you don't need to be rude.
Okay, let's not try to say that she's being rude to the
person. Yeah, I don't see him going after you, so.
Okay.
Keep your mouth shut.
Okay. Short, balding, overweight. Funny guy and very intelligent, but no means a looker. The girl was cute enough and ultra intelligent. Some of my classmates thought the two must have vibed at an intellectual level. It still doesn't change the fact that he has a daughter that's older than the girl he's dating.
Yeah.
You know, to each their own. Actually, no. Okay. No, not to each their own. No, never. I take that back.
So you support that part?
I do not support this at all. Not to each their own. That was just like, I don't know why. Okay, this is another one. So this guy, It's another shorty. I warned everyone. These are some short scandals, but right. They pack a punch.
Hopefully more than half a sentence this time.
I'm an old guy, so my senior year of high school was when our school got class computers that connected to the internet, dial-up. So he's an unk. Keep that in mind. The installation happened over the winter break, and when we got back, suddenly our social studies teacher began showing videos in class, like every single day. For a while, we thought he had just burned out, until we noticed that during every video, he had his computer monitor turned awkwardly so that no one at the back of the class could see it.
I can see where this is going.
I see it, too. Where do you
think it's going, Parks?
I don't want to spoil it. After a couple of months, the administration looked through the records for internet use and noticed he spent a lot more time online than everyone else. When they dug deeper to see what he was doing, they learned he was spending entire days surfing certain sites during class. He was swiftly and unceremoniously replaced in the middle of the term.
Yeah, I could see that coming.
Yeah, that's... You shouldn't be doing that during class.
Yeah, but like...
Yeah, that's
not
bad.
not but like.
Yeah, you should not be looking at. Imagine if a teacher like was doing that in your class.
Ugh. At least like a student didn't catch him.
Yeah, still though, that must have been quite embarrassing for him to be caught like that, caught lacking. But
like, what is he doing? He's like what? Like just show videos every class. And
he would show videos during class and like. It was on the, like, I assume, like, a smart board or something. And while they were watching that, he was
imagine he
in
messes
the
up, like, the projection.
That's
bro.
What I'm saying. Very
bad. That would be a bad day.
Okay.
But to each their own, am I right, Parks?
No, not to each their own. That is horrible. I have another one lined up. But you want to read one?
I'll get this next one. All right. The next story is a job kind of scandal.
Oh.
No, not a scandal. It's just like a funny one.
Okay. Yeah, we've had some pretty hard hitters. Let's end with a little bit more lighthearted.
It's not really a scandal at all.
Okay.
But
let's go ahead.
I worked at a park in my town, and my job, along with a few other high schoolers, was to prepare the baseball diamonds to be played on in the evening.
Okay, makes sense.
So that's his whole job.
Okay, makes sense.
I mean, that's a good job. I want in on that job.
Go ahead.
One day after it rained, my buddy and I were in the park truck driving around to the fields and looking at the mess the rain had made on them.
Oh.
Our boss comes up to the truck and says, "Hey, go over to Diamond 3 and start pulling water off. I'm going to start over here at 6.
Okay. Sounds pretty normal so far.
Yep. So we drive on over to the field and look at it. It's not bad. My friend turns to me and says, "Hey, let's play Heatbox."
What?
What is Heatbox, you ask?
I'm asking.
You're about to find out.
I'm about to find out.
Now, I've played Heatbox before and was not excited to play it again, but I don't like to lose, so I agreed.
Oh, my God.
I want you to take a real quick guess at what it is. It's not related to hotboxing.
Something.
Well, it like, sort of is.
Does that have something to do with tooting?
No.
Okay, then I don't know.
Okay. If you've never heard of Heatbox, I'll explain.
Oh.
You roll up the windows, crank up the fans in the car, and turn the heat on full blast.
Okay.
The loser is the one who opens his door or rolls down the window first.
Okay.
This is just stupid.
This
like,
is
who,
how someone passes out.
Yeah, who wants to play this game?
It sounds like miserable. That's also a gas, too. Yeah.
It gets better. So we start. Now, mind you, this is a particularly hot day and humid after rain, and it's about 95 to 100 degrees Fahrenheit.
Jeez.
It's hot. So, like...
It's going to be, like, 100...
Even if you just sat and rotted in your car,
you'd be,
like,
struggling.
Without the heat, you would still be dying. And they're just, like, cranking up. Like, what is the enjoyment in this?
There's no fun.
Like, why is he, like, I have an idea. Let's just make ourselves as hot as humanly possible.
Find new friends, dude.
And whoever quits first is the loser.
Just continue.
After an hour,
jeez, somebody probably passed out.
Our boss comes over to the field and looks at it, sees it's not done, and turns around looking for the truck until he spots us. He runs over to us, obviously looking a bit pissed off, and looks in at us. It was at this time we agreed to draw and open the doors. The look on his face was one of the most "Are you effing kidding me?" looks I've ever seen.
I would be, if I was the boss, I'd be pissed. What,
like,
am I?
What the hell are you doing?
At least, like, if you're gonna, like, not do your job, even, at least do not something retarded. Like,
just like
do something like not stupid.
Yeah, if you're not gonna do your job, why are you choosing?
Yeah,
that?
I'd want new employees.
Of all things, why that?
Is there anything left?
Luckily, he was cool about it and told us to get working on the field and not to goof off anymore. He also didn't punish us since we were basically dripping in sweat after we stepped out of the truck. Good times at the park.
That's a good way to end the episode.
Yeah. Okay. That's just the dumbest thing
that
I've
ever.
Okay. Like, who even came up with that?
Okay. The scandal is that they made that game in the first place. Okay.
All right. That's been episode 4. We'll see y'all in the next one.
Next week, we got Kieran Kidder. So get excited. Get excited.
Well, since we missed last week because of the hurricane, this week's a little late.
Sorry.
This should be getting out to you Monday or Tuesday, but
we're making it up to y'all.
They're just going to be bangers. Back to back bangers.
See ya.
See ya.